Mustafa Urlu never planned to begin a new life in Virginia. He was a rear admiral in Turkey's military, and he and other officers were on a NATO deployment in Virginia in 2016 when chaos erupted at home. It was the failed coup attempt against Turkey's president Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Urlu and his colleagues were implicated, and they sought asylum here in the U.S. When we spoke to him and several colleagues last time, we masked their voices to protect them. Now, he is speaking on the record with an accusation that Erdogan staged the coup so he could tighten his grip on power. If the coup were real, he says, Erdogan would be gone.
More than 60% of the admirals and generals were arrested, and if they wanted to make a real coup, it will be a very successful one.
Many analysts say this was an attempted coup. Nevertheless, afterwards, Erdogan's government rounded up tens of thousands of people, military officers, academics, journalists. Admiral Urlu's daughter fled on one of the last planes out after the coup, and she's been with her dad here.
She wanted very much to become a psychologist, but anyway, she found another way, now managed her life, very successful businesswoman, and about to marry an American gentleman.
She met him in Virginia Beach?
Yes, she's a kind of social butterfly.
Now, the Turkish embassy gave NPR a statement stressing that the coup killed 251 people, and they accused Urlu of using false claims to win asylum. This didn't surprise the admiral. He said the Turkish government labels any critical voices terrorists. Urlu is just hoping his asylum in the U.S. is approved. What if the United States denies your request? What would you do then?
I think there's no option for me. I will return back and to my country. And my destiny will be my classmates' destiny, I guess.
You think you would end up in jail?
Exactly. They will pick up me at the airport and they will torture me. I'm 100% sure, because almost all of my classmates are in jail in lifetime prison without no parole. And they were tortured during the first days after the coup attempt. And they were just in holiday or somewhere else. They were like me. They were not guilty, I believe.
Well, I know, you were in the Turkish military for 30 years. And you are now describing this military coup, as it's been called, and suggesting that this was maybe all a farce, that it was made up by Erdogan and his government. What makes you believe that?
After this corruption scandal, he started to lose power. And I believe July 15 was not a coincidence. It was an important milestone in Erdogan's journey towards a dictatorship. And now dragging Turkey into the dark waters.
Well, you say dark waters. I mean, this is a country that is a very important NATO ally. I mean, should the United States and other NATO countries consider coming out and saying that Turkey is no longer a reliable ally and consider, I mean, I know there's no official way to do this easily or quickly, but perhaps have NATO without Turkey in it?
I strongly believe Turkey need NATO and NATO need Turkey. If an investigation can be done for the coup, it may be a key point. Then Erdogan will have no credibility in his own country. I just want what is reality to surface.
Are you still in touch with some of your former military colleagues who are in Turkey?
We are trying not to communicate with them because we believe they are being tapped and they are being followed. And their families are still under extreme pressure. They are not allowed to leave the country too. So they are finding other ways to run away from the regime. But many women and children drowned and died while they were running out of their homeland. People are dying while they are escaping from their country. So we are trying not to communicate much with them because we don't want to make their situation worse.
Well, I want to ask you about your community there in Virginia Beach. How many other, you know, former officers are there with you waiting for asylum?
As you know, we have been accepted by the American community with a great kindness and respect in Virginia Beach, Hampton Road. We have started a sistership program with one of the respectful local community here. Each Turkish family has an American sister family. We are exchanging cultural values. We learned from them honesty. You know, also they taught us how can we help others. You know, it is they are also working in another their own charity organization, and they helped us to create our own.
Well, and I know you lost your salary from the military, obviously. But so, what have you been doing for work?
We started to run a shop with my wife. Actually, she is running the shop and I'm helping her.
What kind of shop is it?
It's a kind of woman apparel.
Oh, like a dress shop?
Yes.
And she runs it and you give her some help?
Yes. She is my boss now.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, it sounds like you two are finding a new and different life here in the United States together.
Yes. We are happy. But we always think about our friends. Their torture is still going on. They are prisoned in lifetime. Their families are in difficult condition. And they are suffering from this one. This is what we think, you know.
How much do you miss home?
Too much. It's my country, David. Now, in wrong hands, but it's my country. And we missed a lot. We missed our country. We missed our agency. We missed our Black Sea. We missed our friends. Everything you can imagine. And I believe I will turn back one day. This is my country.
Well, Admiral, I hope you get back to your country at some point. And thank you so, so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
That was Mustafa Urlu, a former Rear Admiral in Turkey's military.